Jury selection began today in the trial of Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby. Libby is charged with perjury and obstruction of justice in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the courthouse this morning, and she joins us now in the studio. Nina, refresh our memory. Libby is not charged with an unauthorized disclosure of a CIA agent's name, right? Is that correct?
That's correct. He's charged with repeatedly lying under oath about his role in talking to reporters about Plame and her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Now, Wilson, you may recall, was sent to the African nation of Niger by the CIA to ascertain whether Saddam Hussein was seeking to buy uranium from that country for an Iraqi nuclear weapons development program. And Wilson concluded that Saddam Hussein was not doing that. Now, when President Bush continued to make that claim as part of his justification for the war in Iraq, Wilson went public with his findings, and 8 days later, his wife's CIA identity was leaked to the press. As a result of the investigation that followed, only one person, Libby, has been charged, and he is in essence being charged with a cover-up, the idea being that he was part of a White House conspiracy to discredit Wilson, not itself a crime, but that he lied about it.
So today, jury selection, as we say, began. Can you describe the process? What happened in the courtroom?
Well, they have more than 50 potential jurors who filed into the courtroom. They're given a jury questionnaire that's 38 questions. And among other things, it lists some 80 people who could be witnesses or whose names might come up. Do you know any of them? Do you have any strong feelings about any of them? Questions about memory. Do you think that somebody could honestly believe an account he gives and be wrong? And that, of course, is the heart of his defense, that he misremembered events, that he was wrong, but that he honestly remembered it that way. And a lot of other questions like that. And where they make marks that seem to suggest that there might be a problem, that questionnaire is then used as the basis for further questioning each juror.
And some very high-profile lawyers asking these questions.
Well, the prosecutor is a special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, and the last person he won a conviction against was the governor of Illinois. The defense lawyer is the lawyer of the year, Ted Wells, and Bill Jeffers is another amanuensis, that they're a sort of a twofer together, also has tried a lot of very big cases. But it's a fascinating thing to watch a jury get selected. We've only seen a few of these folks so far, but we had the soprano, for example, today. She's a coloratura soprano, and she knew a fair amount about Iraq and things like that, but she was asked by the defense lawyers, whether she thought that the president had misled the public. And she said, I don't think he did, but that doesn't mean that people weren't misled. And then she said, does that make any sense to you? And the lawyer said, yes, it did. And then there was a housekeeper who said she thought that Bush should let the troops come home, that they have families at home. She said she'd watched him on television this weekend, and she thought he was a little harsh, that he didn't realize what the impact of
that the president was a little harsh.
So they're trying to get a feeling as to whether these are people who could be potentially sympathetic or too sympathetic, depending on your point of view, to Scooter Libby. That's what it's all about.
And how long do we think this voir dire process will take place?
They want to begin opening arguments next Monday. So the question is whether they can get through all these folks and pick a jury by then.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
That was NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.